We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas, people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I didn't know we were on. I apologize for those of you that are listening.
You have thoughts on Jacob Wilson. What are we going to do?
Jacob Wilson is hitting 366. Yeah. I mean, holy crap. That is awesome. That is awesome. 713-780-3776, the number. If you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, you are more than welcome to come in and hang out on the show. If you've got thoughts on anything, our Astros, once again, did not play yesterday. They have got Lance McCullers on the mound against Shane Smith tonight. Shane Smith is a pretty good – Jeremy Pena is on a tear. I like to say he's on a jag at home. He has been fantastic at Daikin. And will Jeremy Pena continue? For whatever reason, the dude cannot be stopped at home. So we gotta give some love to Jeremy Pena, and we gotta hope that he continues, because I'm gonna pick him today in my deal. I'm up to 13 straight games getting a hit. 13. Yeah.
That's a ton.
Yeah. So,
what is this?
It's for MLB, and if I get to 56, I'll win over $1 million. Win $1 million.
Wait, MLB the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
MLB the app.
And you pick get a guy 56? Every day. 56.
56. The highest anyone's ever gotten is 52. No one's ever gotten 56.
Wow, that seems incredible to get to 13.
Yeah. Yeah. But
all you need to have is just one.
How about this? I took Francisco Lindor twice, Mets best hitter. In a game, they scored 17 runs. He was 0 for 5. And then this week, they scored 12 runs. He was 0 for 5. 0 for 10 in a game, two games that they scored 29 runs. And Lindor had nothing to do with him.
You get multiple players?
Well, when you get to 10, they give you one grace that you can miss
one. So that's how you
If once you get to 10, you only get one time that you get a freebie. I got my that was my freebie.
Well, I thought you said Lindor twice.
He stopped my streak before. It was earlier this year.
How many times have you had Jake Myers?
I have not put Jake
You're
Myers.
You're talking all that yak about Jake Myers. So why don't you put Jake Myers in there?
I should. On the road. On the road.
Okay.
Jake Myers is
show some love for Jake
Jeremy Pena at home.
Show some love for
Jeremy
Jake Myers.
Jeremy Pena at home. So, for those of you who don't know, Major League Baseball has a deal that you pick a guy every day, or two. You can pick two guys. And if he gets a hit, your streak lives on. And if he doesn't get a hit, you start over again. And if you get to 56, with one grace, you get one grace between 10 and 15. I don't know why they do that, but they do. And I used mine up on Francisco Lindor when they had 12 runs and he didn't get a hit. Anyway, 713-780-3776. White Sox in town. for three, followed by Minnesota here with the return of Carlos Correa. They play Wednesday through today through Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then they go on the road taking on the A's. And I started this segment by dropping an F-bomb because Jacob Wilson, the A's have got a bunch of wonderful young players.
They're going to make for some good players for another team.
Yes, absolutely. They always have.
They're going to really give some other teams some really good young players like they have done for decades.
Yes,
frankly.
Right. Yeah.
They stopped being a serious team in the early 2000s and just started like, eh.
Wasn't it before that? Wasn't it even before
that? But they had, like, really good young pitching in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, yeah, and then Canseco years they went for.
But it was Beltran. No,
that was
not
the late
Beltran.
80s, though.
It wasn't Beltran. Who was it?
Carlos Beltran started with the A's.
Wait, he went?
Kansas City?
He went A's and then to Kansas City?
Or was he Kansas City?
I think he was just Kansas City. But there was another really good young player with the A's originally.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't Johnny Damon, right? Because they were giving away players left and right for years. And they will again. They will again.
Yep. That's a nice-looking young team. I like that. And I'm going to start riding that Jacob Wilson train because he is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, so Johnny Damon had 1 year in Oakland, 2001. That's what I was thinking of. But he had all those years with the Royals before that. Like I said, Jacob Wilson he'll be a good Yankee.
Yeah. Oh no, he will. Jacob Wilson will be absolutely.
He'll be a Yankee who struggles in New York, and the fans will boom, and the media will write ugly stories about him. I know how his life's going to go.
You got this played out already.
I've already seen this a million times.
Yep.
Yeah. Beltran was just a Royal.
Yeah. They've been a feeder, too, for teams.
Oh, yeah.
A nice feeder. Happy belated birthday to our guy, Todd Farquharson. Mm-hmm. All right. I didn't see it. Esme sent out the email. I just saw it today. I really don't look at my emails too much. And so
you're like, hey, it's Todd's birthday. No, it was yesterday.
Well, I should look at my email all the time.
You should.
Now.
You should.
I was really busy yesterday. Listen, I'm at a place where why would someone go to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles? You do the show, then you go play. You have lunch, you play golf, then you go to the poker table. Emails? Now, who's going to do that? Why would you do that when you got so much distraction and so much wonderfulness?
It's on your phone. It's easy.
All around you.
You can literally do it between holes.
Listen, I read Doyle Brunson's book. I used to be distracted at the poker table.
No, when you're golfing.
No, you don't.
You could have just done this.
When you're golfing, you're going to your next. We had three of us, and we all took our own cart. We played in 2 hours and 30 minutes. Wow. It was awesome.
Sounds like you're eating up a lot of the you're just tearing up the atmosphere. Your carbon footprint was killing everyone with your cart.
Well, I think it's electric, so it's not going to bother anybody.
Well, then you're all the lithium that you were killing from the plant.
You think we were killing people with our lithium?
No, you were taking all the lithium.
Okay. Stealing all the lithium.
You're stealing
others,
the lithium.
Stealing the lithium.
Can I tell you? I was at a table yesterday.
You two probably bring lithium batteries in your suitcases.
No, never.
Never done that before.
I don't want to set the place on fire.
No.
So I was at a table last night, and there was a guy there, and he had Astros tank top and super tatted, and he's sitting next to his mom.
No, and he was playing poker. It was weird, dude. It was weird.
Was his mom there, too?
His mom. It was weird.
So you know who I'm talking about then. Was his mom at the table?
I got stories about this, bro.
Oh, I'm just getting ready to tell you a story.
Be careful what type of tattoos.
He had a wife
beater. I'm not saying anything. Yeah.
He had a wife beater on.
A wife beater's white.
Yeah.
He had a tank top.
He just tank top. But, yes, it's the same guy. And the tats. I'm going
wary.
To be careful because they do look like they could be homemade.
No, he was all neck and everything.
It could be homemade. No.
The point is.
Speak kindly of him, sir.
The man knows who you are and you're talking about.
Yeah, he's from Houston, obviously. So, yeah, you don't want to get out of pocket.
How does he know who we are?
You don't know he doesn't know who you are.
Oh, no, he didn't know. I played at his table. He didn't know
who
we are.
He may not look.
No.
He didn't know
who we are. He can find out because we're telling a story about him right now. It can get back to him. He's
going
to say, let me look for that John Granato guy.
John Granato,
just wear a mask.
John Granato and Jeremy Branham are telling this story. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm sitting at a three card poker table, and he's sitting next to, and he's getting frustrated. I sit down, and his mom is right next to him. It's clearly his mom.
Yes.
And he is playing, and his mom's trying to play, and she's not sure what she's doing. And he's like, and he wasn't winning. He goes, "Mom, I'm telling you, I'm about done with you." And then his mom would ask to do this. He goes, just put your cards down. And he's having to walk her through every step multiple times, and he's losing. And he's getting really frustrated because he's trying just to sit and play. And he's like, "I swear to God, I'm going to make you go back up to the room. I'm done with this. Stop, man. You're killing me." And he keeps telling her. And to be fair, his mom was really. The mom really was screwing some things up. Like, I could see where he'd be frustrated. Then this other dude sits down at our table, immediately starts winning, and winning big. And I don't know if he doesn't know that that's the guy's mom or not, or he just doesn't care. But he starts trying to tell her, "Well, no, you probably need to play that." Well, what's – and like, she doesn't know what's – "I don't know if I should play this." And he goes, "Mom, just stop. Just pull your cards. Just pull your chips back. Just stop. Stop playing. You don't even know what you're doing. Stop." And the other goes, "Let me see your cards. I'll help you here." He goes, "Yeah, play that. Put your money down." He's telling her, stay on a jack high three-card poker. Terrible. Of course she loses. And he's like, this guy's like trying to, he thinks he's going to teach her how to play the game. And the other guy, and then at one point he goes, "No, you need to play it here. Play this, I don't know, there's some other bet there." He goes, "No, you need to play it. Here, here's $10. Put it on there." He's giving his money to the woman, and she puts it on, and the guy goes, "Tell him thank you. Mom, tell him thank you, Mom. Damn." And he's getting so frustrated that I've never seen anything like this. Like, my mom could not be at the – at first I thought, man, this guy's being kind of disrespectful to his mom. After about 10 minutes at the table, I'm like, man, he's got to get his mom off this table. This is not – like, if your mom can't figure out how to play by now,
no, it was way
mom's got to go to the
room. It was way worse than a poker room.
Put her on the Netflix.
It was way worse
than a poker
room.
I'm sure it was.
And he's also on the eighth floor. He's on the eighth floor.
I got nothing bad to say about him. Like I said,
screaming,
I felt bad
down
for
the hallways. He lost a couple thousand playing poker. I went up to get my Astros sweatshirt because it was cold down there in the poker room. And he comes up in the elevator after losing a couple of thousand dollars with his mom. He's screaming, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Mom." A half hour later, he's back down with money again. After he lost a few thousand, I mean, that whole scene was, I got away from the table. I moved to the other table because I was like,
was that
I don't want to be a part of this. Yes.
Oh, what?
It was bad. It was real bad. Anyway, you need to
I had no problem with him at the table. He was just getting so frustrated with his mom. I'm like, I don't know why you're, put her up, make her watch some Netflix up in the room.
No.
You're clearly miserable with her.
How old is this man?
He's probably in his 30s.
He's 38. 30s. No, because he asked everybody at the table how old they were, and he goes, "I'm 38. I don't know why he asked us all how old we were.
And I don't have any problem with it, to be honest.
A weekend or so at a resort with his mother in the same room?
I don't know. He absolutely is.
I mean, it'd be miserable anyway you cut it.
So he sat down at
the
table.
Those look like some jailhouse tats. I'm just telling you. I know where you were going with it.
Yeah. Michael and Angel are sitting next to him. Angel's sitting next to him. He sat down at the table, and he did something, and he had some kind of garbage that she said, "Oh, I'll take it and pick it up." He goes, "You're a beautiful woman. Your husband should be so proud of you. If I had a wife like you." And Michael goes, "Yeah, I am proud of her, pal." And I was like, uh-oh, this is not starting well. This is not starting well.
Michael from Pick Me?
Michael that.
Oh.
Yeah, that was here with us.
Yeah, Big Michael, yeah.
Yeah, with Angel. Yeah. Yeah, so it. No, dude. It was weird. I got away from it. Time for you to talk about John Daspit. He's not weird.
No. John Daspit is, I don't know if he ever goes to casinos. I assume he would. I assume he does. I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. We talked about it before. I don't know when he can. He's always busy. He's always working. He'll be working on a Saturday sometimes, working from his home on a Sunday. Sometime he'll work up in Austin, sometime out in my old spot in Richmond. Got a nice little place there. Got his wife and his kids, but he makes time for his family, but you're part of his family too. Once you sign up with the Daspit Law Firm, he treats you like family. He is going to fight for you, tooth and nail, his lawyers who are working for him, and he has a decent amount of lawyers. He's actually the largest practice in Houston for personal injury, because he wants to make sure that everyone he signs up gets the attention that they deserve, that you're not just a number. A lot of places, you're just a number. Not with him. Not with the Dasper Law Firm. You're not just a number. They are going to overturn every stone to make sure that every bill is accounted for and is paid for by the insurance company if you've been badly injured, and that your settlement, your pain and suffering settlement, is going to be properly accounted for and taken care of as well. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
The best in Houston sports talk is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got CJ's throwing today. Is that what we're hearing? Dell, you got inside information?
Well, he may. He's going to throw when he's ready. What's the big rush?
There is no rush.
I don't care if he throws or not. I mean, seriously, I don't care if C.J. Stroud throws right now in June or not. What the hell are we doing here?
No, but how much, he did have a shoulder problem last year. He mentioned it late in the season.
I mean, which
none of us knew about.
That's worth talking about, but I'm not trying to rush him out there.
No.
If it's sore or whatever, dude, don't even play like
so
this.
He was inaccurate early on. Okay, he was not the same guy all year. Who could be the same guy when you got all of that pass rush that was on him last year? You're not going to be – his internal clock was off. He was making throws early, you know, and trying to get rid of the ball before guys were out of – or whatever the case may be. He was just not the same guy last year. And I'm hoping his shoulder had a lot to do with it. As opposed to, well, CJ just wasn't very good. I'm hoping the shoulder, you know, he definitely contributed to him not being as good as he was his rookie year.
Right. I am too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping that injury played a part.
And now, the other side of that is he going to be healthy? Is he going to be completely healthy? Or is this something that we're just
well? He better be.
Well,
or this is a major long term concern. If he's not healthy a full year after having a shoulder,
it's half a year.
They were asked.
Not even a half. It's a half a year.
Well, if he isn't this year, I'm talking about. If he's not healthy this year, then it's this year and last year.
But he's got like 6 months to rest, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. And you would hope it'd be okay, but if it's not, if it doesn't get better with rest, like, and he was asked and would not answer, he being D'Amico Ryans,
right.
Did he have a procedure or anything done this offseason? He goes, all right, guys, that's going to be it for CJ. We're not talking about anything else. And he never answered that question. So I thought that was, he doesn't have to, HIPAA. He doesn't have to answer that because we're not in season. But I always feel like that's the best course of action, just to be honest about stuff. And although all it does is create content for radio, TV, especially ESPN, who tries to glom onto any salacious headline they can and turn it into 15 stories on five different shows every week. But I don't think the CJ story is a – I don't think CJ Stroud not throwing right now or having some soreness in his shoulder is a story yet. I don't think it's a story yet. But if we get to camp and he's not throwing, my concern level has elevated.
Yeah.
Quite a bit. If he had had a surgery or something, like, it should be, unless you have it really, really late, like in May, he should be, like, understand why people think, well, whatever it is, he should be healed up by now if he didn't have surgery. Yeah, I get that.
Texans.
How do we know he wasn't pitching? You know, he does play some baseball, too. How do we know that maybe he wasn't getting some mound work in? He's a little sore.
It could be that, or he didn't do anything. So training camp starts early August.
It's not late July this year?
No, it says early August at the Houston Method. It doesn't even give a date. Mandatory mini camp starts today. It's the 10th and 11th. And training camp doesn't begin until or early August, which means we're 2 months away. We're still 2 months away from him having to be out there and throwing. So
today is mandatory mini.
Right. And today and tomorrow.
And that's fine.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it. If he doesn't throw again, that's fine. What do we care? I mean, we gotta. But I'm hoping he's gonna be 100% healthy for one, and secondly, I'm hoping that contributed to why he wasn't as good last year.
If you go by what happened, at least the training camp dates last year, July 18th. So August would be late compared to what it was.
Yeah,
last year.
It says mid training. I saw the AI. I see where it says that too. But even on the Texans, it says mid-July is when training camp begins on the Texans thing. That's the AI overview that you're looking at. But I think the Texans, it's usually July when camp starts. So I don't know when, but regardless, it's not – they say mid-July, but I think it's usually later in July.
Well, it was the 18th last year.
Was it that early? Okay. Yeah, it's not going to be August. Oh, that's too late.
Well, the Texans camp said – the other one said it was early August. Okay.
Well, that was an AI overview. Because I saw the same thing. So it's going to be July because they have games coming up in August. Like,
So we got about a month to see when training camp begins.
A little over a month.
And if the soreness isn't gone by then, okay, well, I'm having a different conversation on this show. But for right now, whatever. If he throws, he doesn't throw, who cares?
Do we believe it's general soreness?
Until D'Amico lies to me, I have no reason to believe
not believe him. You don't think he's lied to you before?
I'm trying to think.
Just in just normal coach speak.
No. D'Amico wouldn't lie.
okay. He can omit. There can be some omissions.
But not outright lie.
Okay.
Not our guy.
I think he's omitting right now.
I think he's omitting. I think there may be some omitting going on right now because he was very evasive with the way the questions were asked. D'Amico does one thing for sure. If you ask a question, and somebody must have told him this when he started, okay, D'Amico, whenever somebody asks a question, it's good for you to kind of reiterate the question for the purpose of the transcripts and everything. So he goes, as far as him being able to hang on to the ball and not fumble, we feel like he's getting much better at that. What do you think about the about your cornerback's ability? Like, when your cornerbacks, are you going to play a lot of press man and zone coverages? How do you look at that? Well, as far as playing a lot of press man and zone coverages, he reiterates right, a lot of that. He's got little ways of answering questions that are pretty down the middle. When he gets off track, like he did with the CJ question, where all of a sudden he's being evasive, it's very obvious to me. It's not like he gives in-depth answers. That was one where he didn't want to give an answer. So that kind of alerted me just a little bit. But once again, we're in June. I'm not going to make a big deal about it unless I find out that he has a small fracture.
Oh.
If I find out there's a quote-unquote small fracture.
Has the inflammation gone down?
Too much inflammation.
Then the Texans are getting thrown in the Astros. They're getting thrown in the Astros pile where I know they're not telling me the truth. When have the Astros told us the truth about injuries?
Never.
They got a terrible track record.
No.
Terrible.
Never. Never, never, never. They're the worst. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you want to get in here live from the DraftKings Sportsbook here in Lake Charles at the Golden Nugget Resort and Casino, get on over here and make your reservations. Make your reservations for the first weekend of the NFL. Make them now. Do it now. And because we told you before, I mean, when the Super Bowl or the NCAA tournament or whatever, the first weekend of football, it's going to be packed in here. Make your reservations. This is a great place to be for that opening weekend as we're in week two of college football and in the opening weekend of the NFL. That is so much fun. Such a great place to be. So make your reservations now. Go to GoldenNuggetLC.com. I'm talking right now about Game Day Men's Health. I'm talking about you feeling better, you looking better. I'm talking because when you get older, you lose testosterone. You just do, okay? I found out, I don't know how many years ago, that my testosterone was low, and there's nothing I can do about that. It's not, oh, yeah, make fun of me. Oh, John's got low testosterone. What? No, it's what happens, okay? So it's something that's natural. Well, you can replace that testosterone and feel better. Because it helps you. It helps you with your body fat. It helps you with your focus. It helps you in bed. It helps you It helps you training. It helps you losing weight. It helps you all. I mean, the testosterone is kind of a big deal. So you got to replace it. And if you are feeling sluggish, if you're not yourself, why don't you go to Game Day Men's Health and get a free evaluation of your testosterone levels, and then let Game Day Men's Health figure it all out for you. Let them give you the peptides that are going to make you better all the way around. You're looking for the best way to get that testosterone replacement and just reach your goals. GameDayMen'sHealth.com, GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles.
Yep, that's where we are, Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Come on. If you haven't been here, you need to. You need to. Because it is awesome. One of my favorite places. One of my favorite places. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. Come on, hang out here and get your gamble on. All shows on Friday are going to be East River 9. East River 9. So we got us a big, big week here. Two shows here at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles and then East River 9. We want you to come on by. If you haven't been to East River 9, that's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Get there with us on Friday and hang out. All of our shows are going to be there. 713-780-3776, the number. If you would like to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, been talking to a lot of Texans. They got minicamp, mandatory minicamp. Everybody's going to be there, right? I mean, for Hassan Reddick's and, you know, guys don't show up for stuff.
Trey Henderson, guys, there's contract disputes.
Yeah.
And they don't have.
We don't have that because we pay
there
people.
There are none. There are none.
Yeah.
You even give guaranteed contracts to second rounders. Turn the full NFL guarantees into a, what are you doing, Texans? That's so funny. They've literally caused a bleep storm throughout the NFL with second rounders now.
Second rounder guaranteed, fully guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
It's a little different, though. You mentioned bringing in Damon Arnette. It's different than when Bob was alive. You know, remember that Bob? Uh-huh. Bob was not having any.
Well,
at
one point they were. They were too strict. I remember talking to a coach who said, Lance, we can't even have guys who have smoked any weed on the board. Like, that's.
Yeah.
He said, do you know who plays NFL football? They're not choir boys. He said, there's some guys that are straight arrow. He said, but you're taking guys off our board. It's like, this guy is. Like, this is not what you take guys off the board for. And Bob McNair was just. You know, you got to be around for a while. You know when it changed? When I was told it changed, I said, when did it change where you guys would take some chances? Wade Phillips. When Wade Phillips came in the building, I was told that Wade talked him into, like, Jonathan Joseph. J.J. had weed issues at South Carolina and stuff like that. And J.J. was never an issue with the Texans. But, you know, they were taking a few more. They took a few more. They drafted some guys. Remember Sam, what was his name from LSU?
Oh,
Sam Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't even.
No, I know he was a problem.
Third rounder that never even made the team.
No, never played a game, but he because he had some issues. But they said Wade Phillips is the one who got the Texans to kind of soften up their stance on some of the character stuff that they had to reimagine what character issues were. Is a guy immature? Is a guy have edge, or is he a character problem? Immature is guys can mature. If you have some edge, like. Azeez Alshayer has edge. You know, it can pop out, but I don't know of any problems off the field he's had. But we know, obviously, on the field, he'll say some stuff, do some stuff, hit people in the jaw with a forearm shiver when a quarterback's sliding. You know, some stuff like that.
That's fine.
But he's got some edge, and that's different. Coaches don't mind players with some edge.
That's fine. I mean, you want to hit somebody in the jaw, you want to hit Trevor Lawrence late, I don't care. I mean, I'm fine with
Look
that.
Look at all these stories. Dolphins second rounder remains unsigned. Here's why Seahawks rookies Nick Amanwori and Elijah Arroyo remain unsigned. Here's why Raiders second round pick Jack Besh remains unsigned. There's all these articles from about guys who are unsigned from the second round.
Because of the Texans.
Yeah, because of the Texans. Oh, I assume.
Good. Good.
Here's why the Bills' second-round pick T.J. Sanders has not signed a contract yet. One day ago, Mason Taylor still unsigned by the Jets in contract dispute. 4 days ago, it's like across the board second-rounders aren't signed because the Texans did this. R.J. Harvey, second-round pick for the Broncos, has not signed his contract yet. 24 hours ago, that was written. This could be the reason why Rams tight end Terrence Ferguson hasn't signed his contract yet. Only two second – well, that was 2 weeks ago. As of 2 weeks ago, only two second-rounders signed their rookie contracts 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, the Texans – what the Texans did is really causing a lot of problems around
–
yeah, no, it's caused a lot of problems around the NFL.
Yeah, I'll bet they're all like, what is wrong with you? Now every agent has got to get their guy a fully guaranteed contract in the second round. I mean, that is that. You know what? Good on you, Texans. Way to ruin the league. Way to destroy all this other second rounders.
Only two, the Texans
still.
Only two second rounders are signed.
To this date, or is that an old article?
As of yesterday.
It's still only two. That article came out, and so Pro Football Talk had that 2 weeks ago that only two were signed. So no one has still been signed over 2 weeks.
With mandatory minicamp starting this week.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's – I was told it was a real bleep storm when the Texans did that. And at first I thought, well.
Apparently not.
I get it. Apparently, and NFL teams were like, nope, this is not the new normal. We're not doing this. So what are you going to do? And the agents, well, that'll be interesting. I'm not sure why Nick did that. I don't understand what the – like, he did it right up front. There was no threat of anything. I don't – that's kind of weird. I don't understand that because you usually don't want – NFL teams aren't looking to be the first team to create a seed change with the way – with the structure of money. I mean, the money's already going so far north so quickly where more and more guaranteed money is being paid out. We know that they've lost complete control of the quarterback salaries, and it's having an impact on other players now where other players on their own teams are being adversely affected. That's kind of crazy that the Texans just out of nowhere would do that. That's wild. Unless, and even an agent saying, listen, if you do this for us, we'll give you a sweetheart deal on the next one. But an agent wouldn't say that. And if you're the Texans, you don't trust that anyway. So, wow, that is really wild that 30 second-round picks are unsigned. And mandatory minicamp starts today. Holy crud.
Yep.
And those are guys like Mason Taylor, Demetrius Knight. We're talking about guys who are going to start. Or expected to start for their teams, and they're not even in camp. So that's pretty wild.
713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776, the number. Yeah, the reason that we're at East River 9, who do you guys like in the U.S. Open this week at Oakmont?
I'm going to go Scheffler.
You're going to go Scottie Scheffler? We're going out on a limb.
Yeah, that's how I'm going with. I'm sorry. All he does is win.
That's all.
Well, do I have to pick the hot? I guess I'll pick Davin Cropperbush to come out of nowhere. I'm picking the number one guy.
Wait, there's a golfer named Cropperbush?
Yeah.
Cropperbush?
That was, I don't know how.
What?
Cropper.
What?
Cropperbush.
Wait a minute.
Say it faster. You're saying it slow.
Cropper.
You're saying it slow.
I had never heard it before. I was trying to make sure.
It's Cropperbush.
Where did
it's
you?
It's Bush. Like Cropperbush.
Oh, man.
He's an amateur. He plays
I want to watch Cropperbush.
Yeah, he played at Stanford.
Cropperbush?
He played at Stanford.
Don't you want to watch?
What do you say
he
about
played
people?
At Stanford.
What do you say about people's names?
That there's,
no.
there's a reason they have those names. Because somewhere in their background, like if your name is Carpenter.
Yeah.
Like Carrie Carpenter.
I'm sorry, his last name is Carpenter.
Oh, okay.
No.
Davin Carpenter.
No, it wasn't. It was Cropperbush.
Yeah. No, it's Cat Carpenter.
Cropperbush.
I can tell John played poker late.
I'm the one who noticed it.
John, what time did you finish playing poker?
No, I was in bed at 9:30. I was tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bat in the sun.
Yeah, I was tired.
Dolphin.
I was talking, and plus, I went about an hour without catching a hand.
Nothing. I got in at 12:30.
I couldn't even catch.
I couldn't catch a tumbler.
You couldn't catch anything.
It's there, and yet there I was at 12:30, still awake.
Yeah, you were. That's a shame. All right, 713-780-3776.
That's why you couldn't think of a golfer's last name.
I know.
Up till 12:30.
Of all the names to come up with.
Prescott Glizzer.
What?
Glizzy.
No, there's
Prescott
no last name Glizzy.
He's going to win the U.S. Open.
I don't think.
No, I'm going to go Scheffler. He's playing really good golf right now.
Oh, you think? You think Scotty Scheffler's playing pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Scheffler. You can take who you want.
Okay. I'm going to take John Rahm this week.
So Keith Makerswet isn't going to? You thought I
was going
to say something
John,
else,
didn't you? No. John Rahm to win this week.
I'm going with Keith Makerswet.
What is his name?
Keith Makerswet.
Don't listen to him. I just threw a random name and then immediately it wasn't good.
Keith Makerswet. Don't say it slow. Just say it like his name. Keith.
Makerswet.
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 That's like Cropper Bush.
Makerswet. Okay.
No, don't slow it down. Then you.
No,
it's weird. It makes it weird. Why,
like, you're
it
making
down.
It sound weird.
Yeah.
Like Lance Zierlein.
Yeah,
you
you're making
it
sound. No.
Okay. You gotta take your time with it. Time to talk about Air Team. About Air, my team. Okay, Air Team worked at my house. Loved what Air Team did at my house. And Air Team, you know, helped me out. But I wish I had known about Air Team before I needed air conditioners, because I probably would have saved the money by not needing to buy air conditioners. Because Air Team could have come to my house and said, oh, you got a little problem over here. Let's take care of that. Be it Freon or the lines or the, I don't know, whatever it is, the blades, whatever it is on your air conditioner, there might be some problems. Have you cleaned it out lately? Have you even looked at your air conditioners to see what's going on with them? How about spending just a little bit of money? It's not a big deal. It's not a – I'm telling you. I don't want to put a price tag on, but I'm telling you, it is worth it. If you have not looked at your air conditioners in a while, you need Air Team to come over. And then if you have any air conditioning problems whatsoever, I love what they did for me. I mean, obviously air conditioners are expensive, but they gave me the best price that they possibly could, and the workmanship was second to none. Air Team has been doing this in this city for generations now. They're in their third generation right now of family members that are doing Air Team, that are running the show. AirTeamLTD.com. You got any air conditioning issues, AirTeamLTD.com.
ESPN. 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. The Astros are a top 10 team now, according to ESPN. Detroit's the number one team in baseball. The Dodgers, I don't know that Detroit is. If you could, you got the Dodgers and Detroit playing in a series.
Wow.
Now, the Dodgers have lost a lot of pitching.
Yeah.
A lot of pitching.
They do every year, it seems like.
Yeah. They got Detroit, L.A., the Mets, the Yankees, Philly, the Cubs, Padres, Mariners, Giants, and Astros. Why they have the Mariners ahead of the Astros is beyond me.
Why do they?
I don't know what their problem is. What is your problem?
Do you know the Astros currently are the third best team in the American League? Obviously, by the numbers, they're the third best team in the American League. And now the National League has a few more wins. So,
well, this was okay. This is old because the Astros are 7 games over 500 now. They have the Astros at 5 games over 500.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Mariners are 33-32. The Mariners have been in a tailspin. So this is a little bit older, although it's still on ESPN's front page. Listen, the Astros are a top 10 team. I didn't believe in them, and I can't believe with all the injuries. We talk about the Dodgers injuries. We know all about the Astros injuries. This is a good baseball team.
Well, I mean, look, they got a weak division. That helps, but it's not just a division that they're winning.
They
against.
Just went into Cleveland.
I mean,
and won.
No, they're, you know, they're not really set up to win in a postseason against a good team per se because of the injuries.
Really, because you got three Because you got Hunter Brown.
Well, in a two-game.
Tom Burrell. Seven-game series, you need three horses.
Let's slow down on Lance McCullers. I'm glad that he's had three straight good games. That does not – you act like you've never seen him before, and it does some magic – like he doesn't get hurt every year.
No, but
– I mean, historically, he just doesn't make it through.
No. I'm not going to – with the assumption that he's going to get hurt
okay.
this year. I'm just not.
You're working under the
he's
assumption
already missed his
that
time.
He's going to pitch at the highest level he's ever pitched for the whole year.
Well,
why would
what
you
do you mean
that?
He was a he won World Series
this is
game.
This is an outlier for him. He was in his seventh game. He was game seven. He was bad.
Oh no, he was real bad. But he had just come back.
And that was game seven. That was 8 years ago.
No.
Lance McCullers pitched in 2022 in the World Series, but he wasn't very good, if I remember correctly.
No. He was pitched in 22 and it was awful.
Yeah.
In game three in Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, Lance, like, this isn't actually an outlier for Lance McCullers. This is a three-game. Man, I'm just not operating off three. I'm glad he's doing it, but Lance McCullers has to show me a full season before I'll believe it. Because it just doesn't – we're talking about a guy with, what, five injuries that have ended seasons for him? It's like – it's just crazy. He's bad, he's not very good.
Listen, Spencer Arrighetti's coming back.
Yeah, now that's it. That's the answer. It's not Lance McCullers. That's a lanyard situation.
Listen, I'm going to.
But our 1-2 is pretty damn skippy.
Our 1-2 is really good. If Arrighetti comes back the way he was before,
yep.
then that's going to be really
you
good.
You got
to
have three.
But I'm counting on Lance McCullers.
Okay,
I mean, I'm
counting
on a guy that you gave $85 million to that is back and looking really, really good.
I can't.
I'm going to.
You gave him $85 million like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
What about those other 3 years?
Well, he had to get ready. Who's getting ready?
Oh. Yeah. I'm not counting on him. If he gives it to me, I'll be really happy.
Lance, get her ready.
I'll be really happy. But Arrighetti now.
Is that guy winning the U.S. Open?
No, he's not going to win it either. And he's not going to finish the season on without going on the IL. But, I think that Arrighetti. Now, Arrighetti hasn't played baseball for a while. So, although he can. It was his throwing hand.
It was his thumb.
Yeah, it was his throwing hand. So that's going to take a little while before you can throw.
Yeah. But I'm going to go by the –
fracture early on that one, right?
They found it right away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
The inflammation didn't stop him from being able to see that. I'm going to go to the assumption that Arrighetti's going to come back like gangbusters because he's been rested so long now. Okay? He's going to go work, get spring training work. Wherever he's going to go, get minor league work, and he's going to come back, and everybody else is going to be tired out from pitching all season long. And Spencer Arrighetti is going to be like, "What? We just started. Let's go." Spencer Arrighetti is going to be great. You got at least three horses at the top of this rotation. There's no reason you can't win in the postseason.
You got two horses, legitimate horses. The other guy, Spencer Arrighetti. Had a good rookie season, hasn't really pitched this year. And then one of the most injury-prone pitchers that we've seen in Houston sports history. I don't know if I'll give you the other two. They're super hosses. They're ones on most teams. But we'll see about the other ones. It's still a long time to go for them to prove it. Hey, if Lance McCullers keeps this up and stays healthy and nothing looks wrong and he pitches at this high level – hey, I'll be ready to jump on board in August, but I want to see him get through that. And Spencer Arrighetti, but, you know, that's something to be excited about because you don't have to be five deep once you get to the postseason. You just have to, you have to be three deep. I mean, to win a World Series, you'd like to be four deep. But if you're three deep, now you have no room for error. Your three guys need a win. That's all there is to it. I mean, two of them have to be unbeatable for you to win a series if you only have three starters. But that's pretty tough action. But you know, it's we're not even really seeing everything. We don't have Yordan. We don't have Arrighetti. Like, it's kind of exciting that we don't even know. Like, we're not even really seeing the version that we're used to.
I think you and I both said, "Well, this isn't the year."
No,
I mean, not the way that they started, but they start that way every single year. Okay, you know, they start 5-9, or they start. 14 and 20, whatever. They start slow every single year, and then they turn it around. Listen, this offense with the way Jeremy Peña is hitting, with Paredes in the two-hole, with Altuve in the three, Christian Walker's got to come around. He's got to be more consistent. Got to be better.
I mean, he's producing some runs.
With Cam Smith coming up with big hits, with Jake having the best season of his life, with some young guys sprinkled in.
Just win the division and then play the ball where it lies once you get into the postseason and see what happens.
Yeah. And with Yordan coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, okay, do you have more confidence that Lance McCullers can stay healthy or that Yordan is actually going to be back to Yordan?
Yordan back to Yordan.
You do?
Yeah, I got more confidence.
We haven't seen Yordan be Yordan yet all year.
But that's what I got more confidence in because I've seen that happen multiple years. He's had injuries and come back to Yordan. I've never seen Lance McCullers stay healthy.
Yeah, you have.
1 year ever. When? When's the last time?
He came back in 22 and he...
No. He came back in August. Tell me the last time Lance was healthy for the whole year.
Oh, that's...
No, good. Tell me.
Yeah.
He wasn't healthy this whole year.
He just got back.
See if you can come up with the year.
He wasn't healthy this whole year. He's missed a lot of time this year already. You know that, right?
You
don't have to have a whole year.
That's what I'm saying. You don't get full health out of him.
His time this year.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. When's the last time Lance McCullers had a healthy year? Can you remember? Off the top of my head, I'm thinking 19. But I think 19 he was out with the injury because it was COVID in 20. So
probably
I think
18.
Maybe 18, 7 years ago.
I know, but that doesn't matter.
This is just kind of an aside. But
you know he's already missed time, so this is okay. Just so you know.
Oh, I know. He didn't. No, I know. I know. It's the Lance McCullers story is going to be one of those stories. It's kind of I don't know what to say about it. I have good feelings about him, and he's been part of some great stuff, but only 50 career wins, and he's pitched for 10 years. John, 10 years, and he's averaging 5 wins a year.
2021, he had 28 starts. 2021.
Okay, the year after the COVID year. Okay, yeah, that's the last time.
And he was 13-5 with a 3-1-6.
Yeah, and then 18 was the year before that.
Yeah, 21. So 22, 23, 24.
Didn't pitch in 19 at all.
22, 23, 24. It's been 4 years.
Didn't pitch in 19, didn't pitch in 23, didn't pitch in 24. He's missed three entire years over the last 6 years. Wow.
He's Lance Lay It Down. He's rested, okay? What, Dell? Don't look like that, okay?
He's just supposed to ignore what you said?
Yeah, you heard. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
How about his strikeouts per nine right now are, like, insanely good? It is fun. It's one of those things where, we're dating Lance McCullers. It's nothing serious right now. We're just dating him, having fun. Like, oh, man, it's just a lot of fun going to play a little putt-putt golf with them. Like, we're just in the stages of – it's just fun with Lance McCullers.
You would take Lance McCullers on a putt-putt?
Yeah.
Take him to East River 9
just,
play real golf.
That's fine, East River 9, yeah. On Friday, he can come out there. We're just dating right now. It's not serious right now. But, we're not engaged to Lance McCullers. We've been through this issue before.
Are you having sit-down dinners with Lance McCullers?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't you bring him here?
But nothing expensive.
Well, why don't you bring him here to the Nugget, and Lance can sit behind you at the table, right behind you.
Yeah.
Okay?
No, that's when you've
– And get free drinks.
He okay. did. He was getting free drinks for years and years from the Astros. And he wasn't at the table. He wasn't playing. He was actually there.
Send him to the room.
Yeah.
Send my drinks to the room. I don't even want to be near you.
No. They're not free unless you're at the table.
I know.
Okay, so you got to be at the table.
Or unless
you're sitting right
or
behind.
Or unless you have a guaranteed contract.
Right behind. Right. Oh, yeah.
You have a baseball contract, those drinks keep coming in.
They keep coming. The drinks keep coming.
What is ESPN allowed to wear every day? Why am I not allowed to wear this
you're
kind of foolishness?
You're allowed to wear anything you want.
No, I'm not. I'm not allowed to wear that in NFL.
What do you want
I'm
to wear?
I'm talking about NFL Network. Yeah, right now I'm allowed to
you
wear
You
want to
wear what Molly's wearing?
No, look at Stephen A. I don't even know what the hell he's doing.
Why's he got that jacket on? What's going on? It's June.
He's inside first.
Take.
If you sign a $100 million deal, they'll let you wear it.
Now, that's true.
Yeah. That's true. I did already. That's why I wear this, my Astros t-shirt.
Well, Wendy doesn't count as your $100 million deal.
And you didn't sign anything.
I signed that. The marriage license.
A long time ago.
I signed a marriage license.
Yeah, what an investment you made.
Time to break. 713-780-3776 live from the Golden Nugget Lake. Charles, don't you go anywhere. Get in here with us.
ESPN 97.5.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.